And away we go. It's a Thursday morning, Thursday, March the 26th, 2020. 14 minutes past the hour. You are tuned into the Now program. Scott Spears along with you for the ride today for the next two solid hours. Then we'll have the Charlie Evers Show this morning from 10 until 12, and Glenn Coble today from 12 until 1. So stay tuned to this station for a lot of live programming, news, weather, and information. Although, this program this morning, I don't really know how informational it's going to be because we are in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. I always want to say epidemic, but it's really just a pandemic at this particular point. And I know a lot of people are home, and we've done, we've had the sheriff on this week, we've had the mayor on this week, we've had the health commissioner, Tracy Kinsler, on this week, and I thought today we need to lighten the mood a little bit. There's really no new news that I'm aware of, so why not bring in some people? I think we're going to have two people. I really don't know at this point, but I know we have one person already in studio, and there's a whole thing about that that we're going to get into right off the bat. So we're just going to have fun today and enjoy and relax for the next two solid hours and have some fun because we're joined in studio by Abby Croman. I always want to call you Abby Umali because there was a girl named Abby Umali who I knew, and for some reason I always want to call you Abby Umali when I say your name.
Okay, I've been called worse, I'm sure.
No, what's wrong with Abby Umali? She was a real person.
It's not my name.
Well, it's not your name, but your last name changes so often that I don't think it's really a problem.
Here we go.
Right off the bat this morning.
Zing.
Zing, right off the bat. Well, we have a problem right off the bat because last night I had said to you, we're getting a call right off the bat.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's probably...
a good one.
I hope so.
Let's go.
Maybe. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was wondering about, I heard so much about these stimulus checks. It's going to be out by April the 6th. Does that include the Social Security people and the SSI people?
You know,
is that just for people that are getting income tax and stuff like that?
I believe it's based on your income tax. I'm not sure yet if they're doing anything for the seniors because I don't think their income has changed. But if you called the Job and Family Services, they would probably know. But right now, I'm not even sure if that's been taken care of. But I know it is based on your income tax.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Thank you. I'm a hub of information.
Yes, you are. You're a wealth of knowledge.
Wealth of knowledge, hub of information.
Good job.
Every time you look at your phone, though, I get ticked off.
I was looking
because
at
we're doing
Marian
a radio
Star.
Show, and you keep going to your
because
phone.
Because I was looking for information.
About what?
I don't know. Stuff.
No, you weren't.
Yes,
you're
I
lying
swear
now.
I was. Look, you can see.
You're absolutely lying.
I was absolutely looking at information. You get on me if I don't know stuff.
Yeah.
So I was cramming.
So last night... I said to you, you're doing nothing now. I mean, basically, you're just like third base. You're a dead weight at this point.
Except having, you know,
well, you have
a
kids.
Bunch of kids
yeah,
and
but,
life
but,
and homeschooling, which, you know, is a thing. We're on spring break this week, though.
Okay, there you go. So I say to myself, this will not be a difficult thing because there's not even any work involved today. She'll be able to do this. This will be no problem. And I said, hey, stop and get me a drink because you've done this before.
Yeah, but does anyone else see the problem there?
No, not really.
Yeah, you told me what to do.
No, I said, are you going to stop and get me? I was a question.
Mm-mm.
So, mm-mm. And you said yes. You
no.
said, I got it.
Didn't.
I got it.
Didn't.
I got it.
Didn't.
And you didn't, all right. So this morning, I had plenty of time to stop and get a drink, but I thought, well, no, I'm not going to have two drinks sitting there, so I'm not going to do that. So I came in, and here you came strolling in like 5 minutes before the show starts with a drink for yourself, by the way, and food for yourself, but nothing for me. Now, where is the problem here?
There's really not a problem because I went and did it myself, just like you could have done it yourself.
But when you
now,
were...
Listen, I did not ever say last night in any of those messages where you were demanding Diet Cokes, did I say, okay, I'll do that?
Yes, you did.
No.
You said, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, like, right. yeah.
That's not no. Yes means yes. No means no.
No. That was, I'm really fed up.
Was that what it was?
I think I said, it's time for me to get something.
What do you, got yourself something.
Why don't you get me some? Why don't you be like, you know what? Let me take care of it in the morning. You always bring Diet Cokes and pretzels and breakfast and stuff. Let me go get you a tea because I know you don't live on that side of town.
Because I have to come prepare for this program. Was I not going over paperwork when you came in?
You were trying to look official.
Was that what I was doing?
Yes.
It was a whole little show
I've
I was doing.
I've seen people like that. They just carry around a clipboard all day like they know what they're doing.
Like you.
No, I don't carry around a clipboard.
Well, here's the thing about this whole bit. I cannot believe you went and got yourself something. And you obviously knew when you left the house that you were on a time schedule.
Yes, but I thought I had plenty of time. I did
Apparently
not realize not. The place where I went to get the tea was going to be, like, slower than molasses.
And then you just said, well, forget him.
I didn't have time. I had the plan to go over to McDonald's then and grab your Diet Coke and come here, but it was really short on time. And I did leave in plenty of time.
Well, we might be joined in the second hour by somebody, and I just hope and pray at this particular point that she's nicer than you, which would, again, feed the myth and the knowledge and the factual, I think it's factual at this point, that she's the nice one.
We can agree on that, but I'm not the mean one. I just didn't have time to
say. Never said
I
you
always
were the mean
bring you
one.
Stuff.
Never said you were the mean one.
Right, I'm just not innately nice or something like that, which I don't
Not
understand.
Innately nice. I'm glad you remember that.
I'm so nice.
Some days.
I do things for you all the time. And you're not nice because you just demand. You don't ask questions.
Are we not friends at this point?
But why don't you get me something then?
But what do you need?
I needed a tea this morning. You could have said, hey, I'll grab drinks in the morning.
No, because I have to, again,
You've
I have to come here
that.
And do show prep.
You've never done that.
I have to do show prep.
You don't have anybody, like, you can just stop. You don't have anybody to worry about, like, to get ready and do things and get up and move and have breakfast and...
I don't.
Yourself.
I've got to manage myself every morning.
That's tough.
I'm a busy person. Nothing for me has stopped during this little episode we're having in the country.
Media is essential.
Media is essential. That is absolutely true.
I was so hoping to use that this morning.
And I am here every morning. Mm-hmm. You listen.
Giving knowledge to the masses.
Giving knowledge to the masses, bringing people in, trying to be official, doing what needs to be done. And you're sitting at home in your pajamas, I don't know, drinking hot chocolate.
Not tea.
Making videos.
TikToking.
I don't know what that is. I know now, since you showed me this morning, but I don't know why I would ever want to do this.
I don't know why I ever wanted to do it either, and I really didn't. It was for the kids. But then if you watched Governor DeWine's speech yesterday, because 2 o'clock is a time in my house, we watch Governor DeWine, and he had a girl on there doing a TikTok.
Oh, see, that's when I take my nap.
Oh. Well, that's like...
I've scheduled a nap now.
We have, like, drinks with DeWine at 2.
No, I have, like, 1:30 to 2:30 is nap time.
That's tough. I can't imagine.
It's very difficult, but I manage it every day.
Wow.
Because I leave here exhausted. After entertaining and informing the masses, I need a nap in the afternoon.
That's my everyday life with my kids at home. Informing and entertaining the masses.
That's a mass?
Have you seen my house?
No. You never invited me over.
I got a bunch of kids.
It's very rude that you've never invited me over for, like, anything.
You've never invited me over.
Trust me, that would never happen. But what I'm saying is, I'm not saying I would ever come
right.
to your house, but I'm saying it'd be nice to be invited.
Do you want
to
come for dinner tonight?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, is there anything good on the menu?
Meatloaf.
Who's all going to be there? I like some of your kids. Well, the ones that I've met, I don't know that I don't dislike any of your kids. I just,
yeah.
I don't think I've met them all.
Right.
No, the ones I've met, I like.
They're great kids.
Yeah.
Very likable.
Yeah, I do like the ones that I've met.
Why are you acting like I have a gaggle of them?
Well, you're acting like every morning you have to get up and get a menagerie ready or something. I don't know.
Have you ever had a bunch of boys at your house?
Yeah, yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, like all the teen boys, all the way down from like 17 to 7.
But how many? What are we talking
5.
About? Okay, well, that's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot of kids.
Right, so I was right in my judgment earlier on that you had a lot of kids there.
And I've been cooking a lot lately, Scott. Dinner. You know?
But we don't live that far away from each other. So you could, like, package up something and run it over and, like, lay it on the porch outside and ring the doorbell and I could have dinner every night.
But now we have this stay-at-home order.
No, I think you're allowed to do that. Mm. Anything involving food, I think, is good.
Okay, so you need, like, a care package of meatloaf tonight?
Yeah, meatloaf. Now, you don't put anything funny in your meatloaf, do you?
No, normal stuff. Half a can of tomato soup is kind of the...
Oh, I don't like tomato soup.
Well, you're not going to taste it.
Can you leave that out?
Yes, but you're not going to taste it.
I think I might.
No, you wouldn't.
I think you're wrong on this.
You would never know what I put in it if I didn't tell you.
Well, you just told me.
But that's like the...
Now I would taste it.
See, my kids love, like, the ketchup. You know, it has to have the extra ketchup on top.
Oh, yeah, ketchup's good. Yeah. I like ketchup on
a
meatloaf.
So the tomato soup
sure.
just gives it like that. It's good. They love my meatloaf.
You're kind of nondescript this morning. I don't know what it is.
What is it? You want me to tell you exactly how to make the meatloaf?
No, you're just kind of, you came in and you look tired, and I think it's probably from not getting up every morning now like you normally do.
I'm basically up every morning still.
Doing what?
Stuff. I mean, like, you know, I still have a mom life at home.
Right, but I mean, there's no school. You don't have
we
to
do.
Be at work.
School is a thing,
though. Well, what time does the bell ring at your house?
I mean, basically when we get up, but...
There you go.
We still have to do school. It's still exhausting. It's still a busy day. I don't know how, you know, I did it all before and still worked so much.
But you did.
I did.
So, did you explain what TikTok exactly is? Because your explanations to me were nowhere near what you showed me.
I don't even really know what it is. I mean, it's like just
you try to be funny.
App. You can be funny. People are serious, though. If you scroll through enough, there's some, like, sad ones, even. I don't know why people get on there and say sad stuff, because that's strange to me. But, like, they say serious stuff or sad stuff. People really got on there a lot to, like, talk about social distancing. And right now, obviously, the whole thing is, like, everybody's at home. So there's a lot of really funny ones you can do, like, voiceovers for, you know.
Oh, by the way, where's my video? You got time to be doing this TikTok thing.
That's the thing. I haven't explained it to you, but, like, so there's Jeez. Different sounds on there. That's, like, I'm not crafty enough yet to create my own sound to do the dance or to make something up for it. I will, but I don't know how to do that yet.
What does that mean? What are you saying?
So there's, like, sounds in the back. You can just, like, watch all these videos and say you're like, oh, I got something funnier for that. And then you just, like, click on the sound thing. You can use their sound bite and make your own video for it.
This is a lame excuse.
I don't know how to do it. I really don't. I don't know how to, like, make up that sound or search the sound, but I'll figure it out.
What kind of sound do we need?
Want the song.
Yeah, I do want that particular song.
So I don't know how to do it if I don't have, I wouldn't know how to take the video because it's all on the app that you do it. You do that. You play the sound and then it turns to the video camera. So you can do it yourself.
And use all good pictures this time. Because last time you threw some pictures in there that were, you know, like from the 1800s and a little...
You want pictures of you in there?
What do I want? Pictures of you?
No, I didn't know if you wanted like video to the... You just want that song as the background?
What did you think I wanted?
I thought you wanted like a video that's like on there with that dance... That song and those and dances with it.
A video that's on.
Because
that
you said. You said do a dance.
You're going to do a dance?
No.
What are you? I'm confused.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
On TikTok, right? So you wanted that certain song you told
me. Yeah, I want
that
certain song.
You want me to add like your pictures to it?
Yeah, what's the alternative here?
There's dances and there's moves and there's like little like skit
From
things.
TikTok?
That people. Yes, on TikTok.
Why would I want that?
I didn't know. I thought you liked the song.
I do like the song.
I didn't know you wanted me to just like set it to you.
Well, yeah. I mean, what else would I be doing with it?
Obviously, you haven't seen TikTok.
But I don't know what this has to do with TikTok, because I think this video came up long before TikTok.
I've already done your video. TikTok was what you said. Well, make me a video with a song on it.
Yeah, but the video you did for me, the background music is kind of, it's depressing. So I figure if we put that other song behind it, it'll be really...
You were the one to talk about depressing music. Have you heard in some of like your lead-in songs?
What's wrong with my lead-in song?
They're weird and they're old and they're broken.
No, they're not. They're new. They're hip.
One like
they're
sounds
now.
Like it has a whole like glitch in it.
Well, aren't you just critical this morning?
Well, listen to you, Mr. Critical.
What have I done except you stiffed me on a drink this morning?
You stiffed yourself on the drink. You could have gotten me one.
But when I expect you to do something. And you don't say you're not going to do it.
I'm not sure how expect. Like
I expect.
This is not like a paid thing. You are not my boss.
Well, no, I'm not saying
not
I'm
secretary.
Your boss. I'm not saying you're my secretary. I'm just saying it would have been nice if you had done that.
It would have been nice of me.
Right.
It would have. And it all the been. Other times that I've been here, I've brought you something.
Right.
Right.
So what happened this morning?
It took too long at Starbucks.
Gee whiz. Now, we do have listener questions, but I'm, you know, I don't know if I want to get into these because... Some of them are a little... People get personal when they don't have to sign their name.
Yeah, I bet they do.
And I don't think... I don't know that we'd be of any help to these people, to be honest.
I think it'd be great to answer you. Let me ask you the personal questions. I'll answer the personal questions. Or ask you and you can answer them.
Why are you desperate for me to answer things?
Because you always ask
like
me.
Four or five times now.
It's always on me. You always want me to ask the question or answer the question. So this time I just want to like flip.
No, it's like you want to know stuff.
And no. I don't.
Yeah, it is. Because you one time you said, well, we're just going to ask you questions. Well, what do you want
to
know?
Because you always put me on the spot or Michelle and I on the spot when we're here. You want to ask the questions to us, but you don't want to ever answer them on the spot.
Ask a question. What do you got?
Well, I don't have anything. Let me read them.
No, come on. Anything you want to know, I'll tell you right now.
No, I'm not playing that game.
That's a game?
Yes, because I want the questions, you know, and we had the survey the last time.
That was fun.
It was a lot of fun, but then you wouldn't let us ask you the questions.
I answered some of them.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I told you that my overused word was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not like a tough question. You were asking us some really
tough
questions.
Okay, what do you want to know? What tough question do you want me to answer? I'll answer it right now.
I don't remember all of them, but
I have no fear. Go ahead.
I don't remember all of them.
Ask anything you want to know. This is your chance. Go ahead.
No, I want like the list so I can read the list. That would make it so much easier.
What is with you people and having to have questions written for you? Just ask anything. I'd ask you anything.
Otherwise, I don't really have questions in my mind about you. It's just funny
you don't
when
know
you
anything.
Ask. Right.
So what do you want
to
know?
I don't need to know anything. I'm fine with just, I've got enough like useless knowledge in my brain.
Useless?
Yes.
See, but I know more about you than you know about me.
I'm more of an open book.
But I don't think I'm a closed book.
For sure you are.
No, what do you mean?
You are a closed book.
I get on here every morning and tell what's going on.
Right, but do you share your life?
Sure.
No, you do not.
Well, what is that? Why is that a problem?
It's not a problem, but you just act like you're an open book. You're not. You're very closed.
But, like, I know all about your things. I know, you know, things going on in your life. I know things about your past. I know things about your family. I know all that.
Yeah, because I don't hide all that. You just, like, don't hide it. Don't do pictures. Don't show anything. Like, I'm good with it. You see pictures of like my family on the Facebook, or you see different things. My kids have come into work before, you know, for short periods of time, and you've met them there.
So what do you want to know? Now you can't make a statement like that and down me for being a closed book and then not ask anything. Well,
I don't care. I don't need to know anything.
Well,
it's
then
just
why
when
are
we
you
have,
making an issue of this?
Because I want to ask you the questions. You're always like, I'm going to ask these questions. You don't have questions in your head either. Like,
I can ask you any. We don't need any papers. I'll ask you questions right now.
Okay.
I'll put you right on the spot.
Always. You always do.
Well, that's true. I mean, but I don't need like papers to ask you questions.
Yes, you do, usually.
No.
I don't know. You can ask me questions, but I mean, I'm not sure that would be fun.
Well, all I know is you cannot call somebody a closed book and then say, but I don't really care.
You are a closed book.
Okay, but I'm giving you an option here to be
I don't
want to
do
open.
That to you because I know.
No, I'm open.
Questions.
I'm right now. I'm open. Go ahead.
I'm more respectful than that.
You know, the truth of the matter is, see, because I have to be honest. Because every morning before I start this show, I'm sworn in. And I have to be honest, Cub Scout Oath, that you will ask personal stuff off the air and you don't like it when I don't answer. But now all of a sudden, don't furrow your brow.
Off the air, you are more apt to answer.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But now you want to be all...
Because I'm not going to put it on air. Because if you wanted to put it on air, then I would ask you on air, but I know that you don't.
Well, as long as you ask in broad terms and don't use any names,
I wouldn't use names.
Well, go ahead. What do you want to know?
Nothing. I don't need to know
Shoot
anything.
Something. Come on.
I don't know anything.
Come on. Give me a question. I'll give you an honest answer here.
I don't remember any of the questions. I know.
This is going to be a long morning. I can feel it already.
Let me get some more tea in me here. We'll be good.
Holy mackerel.
Wake up.
Let's go to the listener mail.
Here we go.
Let's see what we have. Let's find a good question here. Oh, this is good. Okay. My husband of 30 years plus cheated on me several years ago with one of his young private students in our state. She would have been underage. Ooh, that's not good.
That's bad.
But she was living in an adjacent state with a different law. I had just finished 6 months of nursing his mom to heaven. She had Alzheimer's, and he did very little to help. We had one of the few fights in our marriage about his affair, but nothing was ever resolved. I suspect he's still in contact with her, but I can't prove it. He has never apologized for his behavior. Otherwise, he has been a good husband. Is he sick himself now? And I don't... He is sick himself now. And I don't feel right about leaving him. I guess he's sick now. Any thoughts?
I mean, that's just one of those situations. I think you have to go with your gut. If she doesn't feel comfortable leaving, then she's not going to leave. There's no right or wrong answer there.
Well, I don't know. There could be a right or wrong answer.
I mean, if she's not happy, like, if she's not happy, she needs to run. But if she feels like she needs to take care of him, then she does. If she couldn't sleep with herself...
Was that the question?
I'm not sure there was a question in there.
It said, any thoughts?
So there's not a question. That's my thought.
No, but I mean, I guess there was an affair when she was taking care of the mother.
That's
with
terrible.
An underage person.
It's awful.
Yeah, I don't think that's good.
No. There's nothing good about any of that.
But that he's still in contact with her.
That he must not be too sick.
I don't understand that part of it. He is sick himself now. Okay, I guess.
Terrible situation all the way around.
Well, if you don't want to take care of him, don't take care of him.
Agree.
That's my opinion.
I agree.
That's my thought.
If you don't want, but I don't think she's not ready to just leave. So then, you know, you're going to have to stick it out until you're ready to leave.
Well, I think she might be ready to leave. She just needs some prodding. Why else would she write this letter?
Just to get it off of her chest. I don't know. I'm not sure that was a viewer question, though.
Listener. Where do you think it came from?
A viewer. That's true. Yeah.
Where where do you think it came from? My brain?
No. I mean, like, I'm not sure there's a real question there. Any thoughts? I want to say I'm sorry for your situation, and I think that's terrible, and him being with a minor is awful. But if you want to take care of him and you've been married to him for a really long time, then I don't judge you for that. I think that's what you need to do.
Whatever.
People make bad choices. They're not necessarily bad people.
Well, I guess. He never apologized for his behavior.
Terrible. Says a lot about him.
And now he got sick. That's called karma.
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 At its finest.
Karma. So the thoughts are...
Good luck. Go with your gut. Do what you need to do. I mean,
you cannot say go with your gut.
Yes, if your gut is saying...
This is advice.
If she's going to not wake up, if she would leave and wake up tomorrow still feeling bad, then she's got to stay. You have to leave with a clear conscience if you're leaving. And
okay.
She clearly doesn't have one.
I don't think that was any help at all.
Probably not, but that's my thought. She didn't ask for help. She asked for thoughts. If she needed help, then I would, like, go help pack her bags and move.
She probably wanted some happy thoughts, and gee whiz.
It's best I got.
You didn't do well with that.
I tried. If she needs help, then I'll do what she needs. Like, let's go pack your bags, call the movers.
She didn't say she wanted to pack her bags.
If she wants help, that's my help I can offer you.
Golly.
You want my thoughts, then
I understand
I have good
what's
thoughts
going
too.
On with you. Well, I mean, honestly, question number one, and you're already down in the dump.
I thought it was a great answer.
There was no question, remember?
Right. That's my point. I thought I had good thoughts.
Okay. Oh, this is an interesting one. Now, I'm going to have to change some of the words in this because...
Colorful?
Well, you can say them on the air, but I like to be a little more wholesome in the morning at this
early.
Hour. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here we go. My husband's best friend remarried a couple years ago, and his new wife, Jane, in quotations, so I'm guessing that's not her name, is a handful. When we get together, she's as free-spirited and as open as you can get physically, I guess would be the best term to put in there. She hangs on her husband like a magnet. There's some other stuff here. And letting everyone know anything and everything about their private life.
Okay.
Okay. And that's not what it says, but that's
me. She sounds
like
a pill.
Yeah, she certainly does. At first, it was funny, since they were newlyweds and all, but it isn't funny any longer. Frankly, it's nauseating. I would like to get together more often, minus the X-rated show. I'm concerned that if I say something, and everyone knows I don't usually bite my tongue, it will cause a major rift between us all. I don't want to keep my husband from his best friend. Any advice? I hate people like that.
Yeah, I'm not like that at
all. Why do people do that? You see this all the time, though. That you see them and they're out in public and they're constantly hanging on each other and I don't care.
No.
I don't care. Stop that. And I don't want to know anything about your personal life, to be honest.
It is. I agree. I'm not that way either. But I don't know. She sounds like she drinks a lot to me.
Well, I don't know that she's drinking. She just sounds very open. There is an age group now that is much more open about, and they're newlyweds, so I'm guessing they might be young. And it seems to me that there's an age group that now is a little, I know they're more open about this stuff.
I would think so.
Very open.
It's uncomfortable.
To a fault.
But I mean, you know, it's not about keeping him from his best friend, but I don't know. That's a tough question. Like, I think she's just going to have to stomach it if she wants to be around him. If she doesn't, then don't
I don't
go.
Think she wants to be around him.
As the best friend.
Right.
Right.
Well, why doesn't she just stay home?
I think she wants to be social. Some people are social, Scott.
I'm social.
Sometimes.
Am I here?
Usually by yourself.
Well, that's the way I like it. It's a control thing.
I get that. I totally get that.
Yeah. But I don't understand this because why do you think people are more demonstrative now than they used to be? This is a problem. This is a common problem.
I really don't know why they are. I mean, it's
was that
not
too
my
big
thing.
A word?
Demonstrative?
Do I have to knock it down a little bit?
No.
Affectionate. Why are people so affectionate in public
now?
I knew
what it meant.
You've seen this, haven't you? Don't tell me you haven't seen this.
I have. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, that's not my thing. I don't know. I can't say I'm offended by it, but I don't want to see it if I'm
Were you ever
somewhere.
Demonstrative?
No.
Never was?
Not my thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I would have guessed that at some point in your life you might have been demonstrative.
Well, aren't you just something this morning?
No, that's just my opinion.
Why
I don't...
would I be that way? Like, why would I give you that impression?
Because you seem that type of girl who would be out being demonstrative with
I'm
going
to have to Google that in a second. I want to know the exact definition of it.
No, I'm not saying not
I know
bad.
What you're getting at, but I want to know the exact definition.
Like,
of it.
Did you go to clubs when you were younger and things like that?
Yes, I did.
Those are demonstrative places.
It wasn't. I wasn't like hanging on someone though. Like, we went with friends and we had fun.
You just go to score drinks or something?
Yeah, usually. Stop. No, why would you ask that? I'm not drinking this morning.
I told you, I don't need questions to ask. I can just ask away.
When we went to clubs, we really went with like a group of friends. I mean, we went to go have fun. It was not to like hang on, you know, our significant others or whatever.
But have you ever been to these clubs?
Yes.
Where they're dancing?
Yes.
Ooh. Stand back.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's a lot to see.
Yeah, it is. So what's going on there? What has happened?
I mean, alcohol. I think that's
is that what it is?
I really think a lot of times
you think they're all
like
drunk.
Yes.
Oh man.
A lot of times
well,
they are.
There's a lot of alcohol
clubs.
Flowing in those places then.
Or other things. I don't know.
Because they are very, very demonstrative. But I always thought it was more of like taking, you know, when you shake up a bottle of pop, mm-hmm. and then you turn the knob and it like lets. Everything
I remember
out.
This pretty distinctly.
Yeah, you did this last week. You ruined everything over there.
I did.
But I think it's like that. Like they're tense all week and they have to wear a tie and they have to go to work and they have to be a certain way. And then all of a sudden it's the weekend now and they don't have to be that way anymore and nobody knows them there. And it's like taking that lid off. The pressure is
so
released.
You think they're just totally sober and like releasing the pressure. I think they're definitely loosened up in a way that like is not just like the way they normally are. I don't think they're just bottled up.
You've heard this, I'm sure. You know that people who are more non-demonstrative are really completely different once you get to know them. People who are more... What's the term? People who are like, you know... You ever notice like preacher's kids?
They're crazy ones.
Right!
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If your front is that you're very... what's the word I'm trying to think of?
Proper,
prudish.
Yeah, okay.
If that's your front, then probably in private, you're exactly the opposite.
Yeah, that could be. Why are you giving me the eye?
I don't know. I mean, I think that's true. This is a real topic.
It is.
Why are you so uncomfortable?
I'm not uncomfortable.
You seem like, boy, your body language is very uncomfortable.
Is
you got your arms crossed.
I just got comfortable, that's all.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Gee whiz.
Because no, you're looking at me like that, I should have an answer.
That's an interesting phenomenon, I've always thought.
But I feel like you always say things to me about being like proper or like.
You?
Dressed. You do. You always are like, because you say, because I had my, you know, always get dressed, always go, you know, be. You see, look, here you are. You're shaking your head at me.
I wasn't going down that lane.
You were though. Yes, you were.
No. Listen, there was a. I tell you who exactly popped in my head there, and I don't. Well, I guess I can say her name because I don't know where she ended up, but there was a girl who her father was a preacher, and her name was Adina. Very unique name, but she was the most rambunctious, demonstrative person I've ever known. But yet, in church, she certainly was the most proper, punctual, preppy type of person you would ever have seen. Mm-hmm. But that was not really who she was.
She's got to leave the house and be a little...
Right. Open, so I've always felt that people who have that... I think it's a release, and I think that's what happens in these clubs.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's probably true a little bit. But I also think alcohol...
I don't know what alcohol would have to do.
It loosens you up. Like, you get, like, a little, you know, less...
So you would be tight before the alcohol.
I think some people are.
What about you? We're talking about you here.
I'm pretty open anyway. I'm kind of, you know... I don't know that I'm all that, like, prudish in my daily life.
You don't think?
No, I think I like... I mean, I obviously you think... I like to have fun. I'm not all that proper all the time. I'm not all, you know.
I don't know. I think maybe. I don't know. Your demeanor to me, since I have known you, which would be your public demeanor, seems to be more prim and proper and prudish. Like, I would really have to stretch. I mean, you use bad language, but that has nothing to do with anything. I think that. But as far as anything else, I don't think I've ever heard you say anything that was even remotely off color.
No, I don't.
Right. So that would be, to me, a very prim and proper and prudish public image.
Okay. But I mean, like,
this is radio. One really, more than one word answer. Please help.
Because I don't know what to say about myself like that. Like, I'm pretty, like, I'm loosened up all the time. I'm not, like, a really stiff...
But you just said you were an open book. Apparently not.
I am. When you ask me questions, I am. Oh, gosh.
I don't know. I just think it's an interesting phenomenon to me because all these clubs in Columbus where everybody goes on Friday night, if you walk into them, they're very strange. It's like a whole little subculture of its own.
I think we're getting older, too.
Who? You?
I know I am, but I know you are, too.
I just think it's very interesting because I don't remember that going on.
I think it definitely went on. I think now it's a little different for sure, but I think it was definitely going on. I mean, we're not that far removed, Scott.
No, but I don't remember that. I don't remember school dances like that.
Go to the clubs to do? I mean, like, chill?
Observe.
Like, yeah,
observe.
See, then you would have noticed some things then.
I was noticing things.
Right. So,
but
it
wasn't like that.
It is. It's different. I agree. Like, it's a different... They do different... dances, they have different moves, they wear different clothes. I think all of that is very different.
But, you know, it seems to me more than a generational shift.
It's definitely a
because
mindset.
I think what kids were doing in the 80s and what kids were doing in the 90s and what kids were doing in the 2000s are completely different than what kids are doing now.
They are. These, I mean, overall, yeah, they are. It is totally different.
Right. And what do you think caused that? Because it's a much more demonstrative attitude that there's no... This is why people get in trouble on Facebook now, because they post pictures and then they go on job interviews and people look at their pictures and they say, oh my goodness.
Well, I think these kids right now don't have a lot of consequences. I mean, some of them.
Well, there are consequences, though.
There are, but I think that, like, directly... I think people are so afraid to punish them or tell them they're doing it wrong or tell them that's not how it went. I mean... I am so glad there wasn't Facebook or social media when I was
you would have done
growing
this.
Up. No, absolutely not. But I mean, like, it's out there. Like, I am so glad that, like, my college and high school years are not just out there for the world to see.
But how many pictures have we seen over and over and over and over, stories after story after story, of teachers or, you know, politicians or judges, people who have high office, being fired because a picture will pop up that they took that was inappropriate?
Right. I mean, there's some of that I agree with and some that I don't. I mean, you know, some people, if it's a personal life and a personal time and you're not doing anything wrong, there's things, like, I do agree with
you should
disagree
not
with some
take,
of that.
No. You should not take Well, you better trust the person you're sending the picture to first.
What, I don't know what kind of pictures you're... Are we talking about, like, just inappropriate pictures? I'm talking about sometimes people put pictures on Facebook
what
of things that they've done.
What is an inappropriate picture to you?
Just, like, not fully clothed, or, like, if this is what you're getting at.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree those are just... That's just... You should
but
not
no,
send
but that's
that.
The
like,
thing
that's
now.
Thing.
That, well, now, see, but that's a generational thing now.
Oh, I agree.
That's a new thing, because people will send those pictures to people who are their boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, privately. But then when the relationship's over, sometimes those pictures are used mm-hmm. to humiliate the person.
See, that's so much... We can't even compare to when we were growing up. Because, I mean, even though it doesn't seem like it's been forever ago, we didn't have those things. Everybody can hide behind their phone now or hide behind social media. You can say whatever you want. I mean, my kids still crack up because they're like, well, you know, when you have to ask someone out or if you're going to do something, I'm like, we had to call their parents' house and, like, talk to the parent first on the phone that was connected to the kitchen wall. You know what I mean? Like, you had to, like, actually speak to someone. You had to know how to ask for them. You had to be polite. And I think now, I mean, you can just directly call their cell phone or text them. It's a whole different thing. You can be somebody totally different in a text message than who you are, you know, if you have to talk to them face-to-face or even, like, voice-to-voice, like, over the phone.
Now, what did that have to do with the question?
I don't know the question.
Well, you got to listen to the question.
You're asking, like, why the people are different.
Why do people take these pictures thinking that they send them to just anybody and then bad things happen?
I can't say what they're thinking, but I'm just saying I think it's easier to do this when you can just... It's not... I don't know. It's not
real life.
Listen,
this is an educational piece. Kids are not in school right now, and they need to know... That you cannot send these pictures. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop taking the pictures because, you know, honestly, that's unrealistic mm-hmm. to say that kids are going to stop taking those pictures. Mm-hmm. As long as you're 18, take those pictures. Let me say that. But don't take them when you're under 18. But if you take them when you're over 18, send them to somebody who is... What are you doing? I hate when you do that. Look down.
My phone just lit up.
Okay. You take them and then you... Make sure you trust that person.
Right. But I mean, what I've told my kids time and time again, once it's out there, it's out there. It's not coming back. You can say that person deleted it from their phone, but it's somewhere. All those pictures go to like the cloud or whatever,
you're
and they
paranoid.
Can all be. No, I'm not paranoid. That is the exact truth. It is the exact truth. Listen, those pictures, even if they don't get shared, if they go and they're accessible.
Okay.
That's what the kids need to know. Just because you send it or somebody sends you something and you delete it, it doesn't mean it's gone forever.
But why do all these stories always have to do with like the ex-boyfriend or the ex-girlfriend is the one who really slops it in there?
Because they're they're scorned.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. You've got to trust the person you're sending them to.
Because
here's my point in this whole thing. To believe that people are going to stop doing that mm-hmm. is pie in the sky.
Right.
It isn't going to happen. So to be adviceful in this situation, I think you just have to advise people, make sure the person you're sending them to, don't put them on Facebook, first of all. Don't put them on a social site. Mm-hmm. But make sure the person you're sending them to is trustworthy.
The kids don't know that. There's no... I mean, if you're a teenager and you're doing this and it's in your...
I'm talking over 18. There's a generation like 30 and under. 18 to 30 is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but people are crazy. Even if you think you trust them, they're crazy. People are crazy and they will do things like irrationally when they're hurt.
Really?
Really? Come on.
I don't think I've ever done anything irrationally.
And I'm the proper one.
No, I think I'm proper.
Maybe not you, but I think there's a lot of people that, you know, would do things irrationally when they're hurt. And I think that's where it comes in. Because sometimes they would regret it later. Like, oh, you know, maybe I shouldn't have sent that to 80 friends. But it happens. I wouldn't do it to somebody either.
I've had stuff on people. I've had stuff on people.
Sure.
And I did not run them into the ground just because the friendship went south.
That's not who you are, though.
Right.
But I think, and that's not who I am. I wouldn't do that either. But I'm just saying, I think there's a lot of people that do things that are not what they would normally do.
But why do people do it? You know, that's the interesting thing. I always wonder why people do it. Is it because somebody's asking for it, or do they just think, well, I'm going to do that?
Oh, you mean send the picture?
Yeah, because it's. I hate to say this, but 9 times out of 10, it's girls. It's not guys taking these pictures. I can't think of one story where a guy ever got in trouble for sending an inappropriate picture. But girls, all the time.
Yeah, that's because guys are snitches. The girls will just keep it.
No. Yep. You know what I think it's about? I think it's because, you know, if you ever really notice, those magazines that people used to get in the mail with the black cover on them, they were always girls. I mean, there were not a lot of guy magazines like
that. I never
like
got those magazines in the mail.
Well, you were a girl. But people did.
People did.
You never saw that?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I know what you're referring to, but no, right. I didn't, like, get those.
Okay.
Like, you said, you know those magazines you used to get in the mail? It's like you're walking me into something.
Yeah, you had a subscription.
I've been
before. But no, it's a girl thing. And I think this is why you've got to watch your daughters, and you've got to watch your nieces, and you've got to watch your granddaughters, because this really is not a guy problem.
But
it's a girl problem.
It is a guy
but
problem.
But it isn't a guy problem.
Because when these pictures are leaked, it's always the guys that have done it, and it's a problem.
Well, right, the guy shouldn't be leaking the pictures, but why are the girls taking the pictures?
Maybe just they just feel really comfortable. I have no idea. Like, I can't.
Well, you're the girl here. We're looking for some perspective.
How many of those pictures do you really think I've ever sent?
I don't know.
I don't have good advice on that. I don't know why girls do it. They feel comfortable. They feel pretty. They want that affirmation. I don't know. Like,
gee whiz.
Right? Like, isn't that why you would do it?
I don't know. I'm not a girl.
I would think so. And I'm sure that there are guys that are asking.
And they, okay, go right ahead.
If they feel like that's going to have them be accepted or more loved or more wanted, I'm sure.
It's not a good idea.
It's a bad idea.
Unless you trust the person.
I don't know. I guess.
You know, it's a funny thing because, like, all the statues in Italy were carved from real people, and they're all like that. But nobody makes a big deal of that.
Right.
And if you're in an art class in college, they still do that.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Nobody makes a big deal of that. But if it's snapped on your phone, all of a sudden,
right,
it's a bad thing. It's kind of a weird standard.
It is. I agree. Because what are you going to do, though? Say it's art on your phone?
No, but I don't know what the difference is.
I know. I think I don't think it's ever really adults that get in trouble for doing it. I mean, it's always
minors. I think it is.
If you send a picture, if you're an adult and you send a picture to an adult, you can't get in trouble.
We did a whole story about a teacher who she was dating another teacher in the school, and somehow a picture got leaked of her.
Well, that's bad. But she didn't send it to the student. She was
her boyfriend, when that relationship ended, sent it to the administration.
How would that get in trouble?
Because you're apparently not supposed to take those pictures if you're a teacher.
Held to a higher standard?
I guess. If you work in a factory, maybe it wouldn't matter. But I guess if you're a teacher or you're a... There was a story many, many years ago when this whole thing first started about an artist, because art is strange, who used to take his art manifested itself in that way. But he always wore a disguise because he was a teacher. Mm-hmm. That was his day job.
Oh.
And he always wore a disguise when he would go out and do publicity for his art. Well, one of the students caught on in the age of YouTube that this was their teacher, and they fired him.
See, the things like that you do in your private life, if you're an adult doing an adult things, I don't think you should get in trouble for that. Obviously, I wouldn't post pictures on any sort of social media site, but if you're sending them to another adult that you're in a relationship with, like, I don't know why that should affect your job.
I don't know.
I don't think that's right.
But it does.
It does.
I'm stringing this out because we've got like 2 minutes left in this segment. So I'm trying to put a button on this.
You don't want to, like, sing or do something to, like, pass the time?
Do you want to sing?
Nah.
Nah?
Did
you say nah? N-A-H? Nah?
Nah.
Nah.
I've been at home with the kids for too long.
Mm-hmm. What phrases have you picked up? What are the new phrases? I don't know. I don't live with kids.
I don't know if we have phrases. I mean, I don't know. That's what they say. They'll be like, nah, fam.
Nah, fam.
Like, no.
Well, what do your kids say nah to you about?
Everything. Like, yesterday I asked my oldest one to do something, and he just straight up said no.
What did you ask him to do?
To pick up, I had done, there's clothes on the steps. Like, I put them, their room is downstairs, so I, like, fold clothes or I hang them up, and, you know, they take them on their way down to their rooms to hang them up. And I said, hey, you know, could you do this? Could you put your clothes away when you go down? And he was being funny, but he was like, no. And my whole body stopped. I looked at him, I'm like, what? They say no.
Because you're a hothead.
No, they have no. They're just respectful.
But you've been angry with me. We know this.
Because you know how to push my buttons.
I do, but it's fun to push your buttons because, you know, you're one of those reactionary persons.
Right, and my kids know that.
When did you first realize you were reactionary?
After I was passive for way too long, I suppose.
Well, it's funny because the third who joins our podcast, Michelle and I, are really not reactionary people. This is what I've noticed.
No, you're a provoker, period.
I'm a what?
Provoker.
No!
Yes, you are. You say exactly what will get a reaction. And you know if it's any sort of personal attack on me, not calling me nice, you're not innately nice, or you didn't do this. I don't like disappointing people, and I don't like having people mad at me or thinking that I'm like not okay or not nice. So you know how to get a reaction.
I think you need a good therapist.
I've been there.
To call me a provoker. That's not good.
No, but it's what you are.
No.
Anyone listening would say, yep, Scott provokes her.
Think on this while we go to break, and we're going to come back on the other side. Maybe somebody else will be here. Maybe they won't.
Maybe.
And we'll have more stimulating conversation like in the first hour. Stay tuned.
You get off, and nothing is forever. I'd never owned the camera. I was an employee of Time Warner. They were very good to me. I was very good for them. It wasn't a divorce per se. It was a long, happy marriage.
And legendary dean of the White House press corps, Helen Thomas.
No, he won't call on me. I had two news conferences. I was in his face. I had my hand up and so forth. But he's afraid of my questions, and my questions are very direct. Why are we in a war, unprovoked? Killing innocent people who had no right to be in Iraq, period.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 28 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740